Amen.
Amen.
Send the light.
Amen.
The blessed gospel light.
All right, preacher.
Let it shine.
Uh-huh.
Let it shine.
Amen.
Let it shine forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the gospel is all about. It's about the people of God not only sending the light, but taking the light into a dark and corrupt world.
All right.
And the Bible says that we are the light.
All right, preacher.
According to Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill and cannot be hid."
Amen.
He says, "So let your light shine that men will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
All right.
It's good to be here. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be among my brothers and my sisters in Christ.
Amen, preacher.
And it's good to have all of our guests and visitors along with us in our worship service. You are our honored guests.
Amen.
And we thank God for your presence. And we pray and hope that you will learn something from this lesson on today. And just make sure you write down the scriptures and notes and read along with us from the Word of God. I'd like to give thanks and honor to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me to be here today.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the elders, the bishops of this church for allowing me another opportunity to stand before you to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to commend and thank Brother Carter, who's been preaching here for many, many years, who is the minister of this church.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate him. We appreciate his love, his courage, and his boldness in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to invite your attention to our scripture reading. Our scripture reading that was read, we thank Brother Burnside for reading the scripture today, and we want to just kind of read over some more of the scripture and to get a better, clearer understanding. You know, when you read the Bible and read it over and over again, it really brings a better understanding.
All right.
It enlightens us more. And that's what the Bible is all about.
Amen.
You can read it and read it over again. You'll get something else out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of God. That's the wisdom of God. And I thank God for his word.
Amen.
So let's look at the Bible. Let's look at this, the word of God today. Here in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through verse number 19. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast
of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men,
say that I,
the Son of Man,
the
am?
Son of Man am? So the question was arrived. And I'm the type of preacher, I like to have scripture being read out loud so members can also understand too.
All right.
You know, that's help to bring the worship service more viable and clarity in our preaching. And so I asked Brother Miles, if you don't mind helping me out, preach this lesson and read some scriptures with me as we go through this lesson.
All right.
So we appreciate that. So the question was asked, Jesus the Lord said, who do men say I,
the Son of Man,
the
am?
The Son of Man am. Read.
And some said.
And the Bible says, some said or they said.
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
That thou art John the Baptist.
Some Elias. And others Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets.
So they didn't know exactly who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
right.
So they said, some say. But notice that's the way the world is today. And I want to use as a subject for this morning why I am a member of the Church of Christ.
All right.
Why I am a member of the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as Jesus was on this coast,
mm-hmm.
he had a particular question to ask his disciples about who do men think
yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have to understand that we have to have the right meaning and the right clarification
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about Jesus is who he is.
All right.
Because you can misrepresent him. You can misconstrue who he is.
All right.
So we want to make sure that we know exactly who Jesus is.
All right.
You see, Jesus was not John the Baptist.
Mm-mm.
Jesus was not Elias or Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was not Jeremiah.
Or one
he
of the
was
prophets.
Not one of those prophets in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
He is the prophet of God.
All right.
He is more than a prophet. He is the Son of the living God.
All right.
And so after Jesus asked his disciples who people thought of him and what the world thought of him, you see, the world don't really know who Jesus is.
Amen.
If you really want to know who Jesus is,
mm-hmm.
you got to get with those who have studied about him.
All right.
You got to get with those who have preached about him.
All right.
You got to get with those who are his disciples,
right.
who have been called and have been saved
mm-hmm.
by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And so, mm-hmm. then Jesus got a little personal. In verse number 15, let's read that out loud, please.
He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
Say ye that I am. So mm-hmm. now he took it on a personal level. See, every child of God, every disciple of Jesus Christ, every follower of Jesus Christ ought to know exactly who he is.
All right.
There should not be any hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be any doubt in our minds who Jesus is.
All right.
So he said, but whom say ye
that I am?
That I am. Read.
And Simon Peter
answered and said,
Thou art the Christ,
the Son of the living God. Read.
And Jesus answered and said unto him,
Blessed art thou,
Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father
which is in heaven. So in other words, you see, Peter didn't get his answer
mm-hmm.
from the in crowd
right.
or the out crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go by what they said. He didn't go by what he said. He didn't go by what she said. He didn't go by what others said. He went by what God said.
All right.
And we all must go by what God says.
Uh-huh.
Am I right about it?
All right,
help me out if you can.
All right,
you see, it's all about God.
Mm-hmm.
You must make sure that you have the right information.
Amen.
Make sure uh-huh. that you are being taught right.
All right.
Because there are a lot of teachers.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of false prophets.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of false preachers.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of false leaders in our world. So you have to make sure that you know the scripture.
Right,
in the preacher. Word of God.
All right, preacher.
And so the Bible says, let's read some more here.
And I say unto thee. That thou art Peter. And upon this rock. I will build my church. And the gates of hell.
Shall not prevail against it. Thank you, Brother Miles. So Jesus said, and I say also unto thee. Since you recognize who I am, I am the Christ. I am the Son of the living God. And since I am the Son of the living God, I'm going to tell you who you are. You are Peter. You are Petros.
All right.
You're not Petra. You are Petro. All You're
right.
just a little rock. You
All
are
right.
a little stone. I'm not going to build my church upon you.
All right.
I'm going to build my church
uh-huh.
upon myself.
All right.
I'm going to build my church upon the confession that you understand who I am.
Uh-huh.
I am the Christ,
yes,
the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And not only is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, but Jesus is God Himself.
Yes,
he was with God even before the foundation of the world was laid.
On,
Jesus is God. It was Jesus who spoke the world into existence. It
uh-huh.
was Jesus who put the sun in space. It was Jesus who put the moon in space.
All
it
right.
was Jesus
on,
who
preacher.
Put all of the stars in the heavenly space.
Yes,
all was created by Him.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1 and verse number 1, in the beginning
God.
Was the Word, and the Word was
God.
With God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by Him.
Uh-huh.
And without Him was not anything that was made.
Amen.
So you see, Jesus made and created everything. All of the Godhead had a part in the creation
mm-hmm.
in the beginning. Am I right about it?
All right, preacher. Yes, sir.
And Amen. So Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build
my
church.
And the gates of hell,
and the gates of hell
shall not prevail,
shall not prevail against
it.
Now, let's break it down now. I is a personal pronoun. Will build is a verb phrase. My is a predominant adjective. We're showing the possessive case who it belongs to. We understand when we say my house, my money, my wife, my husband, my children, my car. But when Jesus says my church, we ask who it belongs to. But just like we understand what my is on your part as ownership and possession, you ought to understand what my means when it comes to Jesus.
All
so
right.
when Jesus said, I will build my church,
uh-huh.
it excludes any and anybody else.
Uh-huh.
It excludes whatever mama says.
Right.
It excludes whatever daddy say. It excludes whatever grandparents say. It doesn't matter who the person is. It's all about Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So Jesus said, I will build my church in the gates of hell.
Shall not prevail.
Shall not prevail.
Against it.
Against it. I might as well read some notes that I wrote. I haven't even gone to any of my notes.
All right.
I've been up late in the hours and working through the week and getting this lesson together. I might as well read something I put together here.
Might as well.
You see, God the Father sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to live on earth so that He can reveal God's plan, purpose,
mm-hmm.
and will for mankind. Jesus came to complete His Father's will
mm-hmm.
and to finish the work that God assigned Him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can read about it in Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 through 44.
Mm-hmm.
Also John chapter 4, verse 34. John chapter 6 and verse number 38, as well as the 17th chapter of the book of John and verse number 40. The church was in the mind of God even before He laid the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not an afterthought,
mm-hmm.
but it was part of God's eternal purpose in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can read about it in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through verse number 11. Now, number one, we want to understand the uniqueness of the origin of the church. You see, the reason why I'm a member of the Church of Christ, because it's unique in its origin. There is no church like the Church of Christ. I might as well say it again. I said there is no church like the Church of Christ.
Amen.
And I make no apology like it. I mean, about it. You see, we may have some people who may not be living right in the church.
All right.
We may have some hypocrites in the church. We may have some liars and some backbiters in the church. May have some immoral people or persons in the church.
Right,
we cannot guarantee the members,
but
we certify the gospel.
Amen.
You see, the word is right, and the word is what determines what church and who church.
Amen.
So that's the reason why we have to stay with the Bible, the Word of God, and Jesus promised to build only one church.
Amen.
He didn't say churches, but he said church, singular.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Right.
So there is only but one church.
Uh-huh.
But now we need to identify which one it is. Now let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 2. We find that Peter and the other apostle preach a great sermon on the day of Pentecost. And this was the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
All right.
Let me share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who may not know, the church gave birth on a Sunday, the first day of the week, the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus had to first come to this earth to die for the sins of the world. And when they stretched him out on Calvary's cross, they put nails in his hand and nails in his feet. And as he stood on that cross, they mocked him. They ridiculed him. They talked about him. Am I right about it? And one soldier even had the gall to take a spear and pierce my Savior in his side.
Right.
And the Bible said, out came blood and water.
Right.
I'm so glad that Jesus shed his blood. Because Jesus shed his blood to purchase the New Testament church, which is the Church of Christ. You see, the Church of Christ is all through the New Testament. We can read about it. And the Bible says in Romans 16 and 16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. It's found in the Bible. But see, all these other names, all of these other adjectives, all of these other phrases, praises that people give upon Christians and upon the name that we should wear, it is unbiblical. It is not sanctioned by God. God never authorized us to wear any man-made name.
Come on, preacher. Amen. Amen.
That's what it is. It's
make
man-made.
Make your point, preacher. Make your point.
The name that we must wear is God-made. Amen.
All right,
we can't just go around calling ourselves whatever we want to call ourselves. You see, brother, Miles can go out and start a religion and call it whatever he wants to call it.
Miles.
And call it whatever name he want to call it.
All right, preach.
But he don't have that right. Nor do I.
All right.
Nor anybody else.
All right.
At any time. So let's look at the book of Acts.
Preach.
Chapter 2. I want to start with verse number 37.
Now when they heard this.
The Bible said, now when they heard this. What did they hear? They heard the gospel. Peter preached the gospel. The first gospel message after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, when they heard this, what?
They were pricked in their hearts.
The Bible said they were pricked. Where? In their hearts. You see, we need to be pricked in our hearts.
Uh-huh.
And the only way that we can be pricked in our hearts is through the teaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, we have to line up to God's Word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are lost, not God.
Amen, preacher.
So don't get that mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
We are the one that is lost. And God sent us a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ to save us.
Amen.
And Jesus has a plan and a purpose and commands to save us.
Amen.
And we must follow that purpose. We must follow that plan. We must follow those commands if we want to be saved.
Amen.
You see, you can't, when it comes to religion, when it comes to God, when it comes to your salvation, you can't have it your way.
Amen.
I know we got a lot of spoiled people in the world. I just had to remind my son, I've been taking care of him for many years, and he's been playing basketball, I've been supporting him and all of that, and I'm letting him know, yeah, I spoiled you.
All right.
You see, sometimes we can spoil our children. Am I right about it?
Amen, preacher.
And there are some people who are spoiled in the world who've been having it their way all of the time. But you need to unspoil yourself when it comes to God.
Uh-huh.
Because this is your soul salvation. Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
All right.
Your soul is more important than anything else on the face of this earth. And you should cherish that. So the Bible says, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter
and the rest of the apostles,
men and brethren,
what shall we do?
Notice they didn't say Reverend Peter, Reverend Apostle. They said, men and brethren,
what shall we do? Mm-hmm.
You see, Reverend is a title only given to God.
All right.
It's found in the book of Psalms 111 and verse number 9. The Bible says he sent redemption unto his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. You can only find it one time in the Bible, and that's in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But you got preachers go around want to be called reverend. They don't understand what that name means. You can't be reverend. That title, it belongs to God.
All right.
Amen.
Preacher, preacher.
And see, that's how misconception and false doctrine started spreading by we calling people stuff that they ought not to be called.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go around in the church of Christ calling preachers reverend. And we don't go around calling preachers, if they don't have the title as a pastor or a bishop. A pastor and a bishop is different from a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have certain qualification to be a pastor, an elder, or a bishop. Mm-hmm. And you find those qualifications in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3. You just start verse number 1 and just read on down. And you go to Titus chapter 1 and read on down. You have the qualification there too. So you have to, that's why I'm so glad that I'm in the church of Christ. Amen.
All right, preacher.
And so, the Bible said, what shall we do? Notice they wanted to know what they had to do to get right.
Amen.
Because they was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Their conscience bothered them.
Uh-huh.
They knew what they did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people was there when Jesus was crucified.
All right.
And so Peter saying that you need to repent. Let's read.
Then Peter said unto them,
these are the commands, what you must do. Peter said unto them,
Repent and be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
And ye shall receive the gift.
Of the Holy Ghost. Let's find out what do they do. Verse number 41. The Bible says what?
Then they that gladly received his word.
Were baptized.
And the same day.
There were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So you see, they did exactly what the apostle commanded them to do. Peter told them to repent. And be baptized.
For the remission of sin. All right.
That's why I'm a member of the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We got churches in our world, in our society. There are over 300 denominations in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Not to count the sect and the cult. The Church of Christ is not a sect, and the Church of Christ is not a cult.
Mm-hmm.
We go strictly by the Word of God. We don't believe in adding to nor taking away from the Word of God.
Amen.
And so, they were instructed to repent. The word repent means to turn from.
Uh-huh.
To make a change. You see, unless you change and turn from your unlawful ways, you will end up doing the same thing over and over again.
All right.
That's why Jesus said, repent.
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to perish.
Okay.
And then he told them to be baptized.
Yes, sir.
You see, baptism washes away our sins.
Amen.
I have personally talked with preachers, and they told me that baptism is not essential unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible teaches that it is.
All right.
It is necessary. It is relevant. It is important because it is a command by Jesus himself.
Amen, preacher.
The Bible said in the book of Mark, chapter 16:16, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized
shall be saved.
And so they were instructed to repent and to be baptized. In verse 41, the Bible said they gladly received his word and were baptized, and they were added unto them.
About 3,000 souls.
Let's go to verse 47. The Bible says what?
Praising God. And having favor with all the people.
And the Lord added to the church.
Daily. Such as should be saved. Mm-hmm.
Why am a member of the Church of Christ? Because I don't have to worry about some man adding me to the church.
All right.
I don't have to worry about some woman adding me to the church. I don't have to worry about some rabbi adding me to church. I don't have to bow down to some pope and kiss his feet to add me to the church.
All right.
Only Jesus can add a person to the church.
Yeah,
so the Bible said, praising God and having favor with all of the people.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Uh-huh.
You see, I'm in the Church of Christ because all of the saved are in the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be saved, you got to get in the Church of Christ. So the uniqueness of the origin of the church, it was started in the city of Jerusalem about AD 33. Jesus is the head of the church. The uniqueness of the head is Jesus Christ. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. I can quote the scriptures, but I want to read out loud, you know, so we all can read it together. The Bible says what?
Ephesians chapter
1 and verse number 22 and 23. The Bible says, and have put all things under his feet. Yes, go ahead, you got it?
Far above all principalities.
Yeah, far above, verse 21, far above all principalities.
And power.
And power.
And might.
And might.
And dominion.
And dominion.
And every name
and
that is named.
Every name that is named.
Not only in this
not
world.
Not only in this world.
But also,
in
that in
which,
that,
is,
which
to
is come.
You see, Jesus is above every name. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also
in Christ Jesus,
who being in the form of God, mm-hmm. thought it not robbery to be equal with God,
uh-huh.
but made himself of no reputation and took upon him a form of a servant, mm-hmm. and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, the Bible said he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God had highly exalted him and given him a name above every name.
Preach.
At the name of Jesus,
uh-huh.
every knee shall bow,
every
tongue shall confess
right.
that Jesus Christ
Lord.
Is Lord
uh-huh.
to the glory of the Father. So you see, his name is above every name.
Uh-huh.
That's why we gotta wear his name. That's why we wear the name Christian. You can't spell Christian without first spelling Christ.
Right.
You got C-H-R-I-S-T, Christ. And then you got I-A-N at the end. But if you're not in Christ,
mm-hmm.
you are the I-A-N. I am nothing. Yes, sir. Because without Christ, we can't do nothing. Am I right about it?
Amen.
But with Christ, we can do all things
mm-hmm.
because all things are possible with God.
Through Christ Jesus. Yes, sir. Amen, preacher.
So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says what? And have put,
all things under his feet.
Under his feet. You see, God the Father put all things
under
the
feet.
Son's feet. Jesus Christ. Read.
And gave him to
and
be
gave
head.
Gave him to be the
over all things
over
to the
all
church.
Things to the church.
Which is his body.
Which is his body.
The fullness of him.
The church is the body of Christ. When I'm talking about the body, I'm talking about the church.
Right.
When I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the body.
Amen.
They are one in same. They are used interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm.
They are connected as one. Now the church or the body is not this building, but it comprised of people who are saved, those who have been added to the church.
Amen.
It's the spiritual body of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we don't really have a right when we say we're going to church,
mm-hmm.
But I understand what people mean. I hope I do with some people, but you see, what I'm saying is that we don't go to church. We are the church, and when the church meet in this particular building, we become the church because we are the people of the church.
All right.
We are members of the church.
Preach.
Now, while you're in the book of Ephesians, let's go to the fourth chapter. In verse number one, Ephesians chapter 4, in verse number one. Why? I am a member of the Church of Christ. Paul said, I therefore,
the prisoner of the Lord,
prisoner of the Lord,
beseech you all that you walk,
that you
worthy,
walk worthy
of the vocation,
of the vocation
wherewith
ye have been called.
With all lowliness,
and
meekness,
With
long suffering,
forbearing one another in love. You see, as Christians, these are our duties. These are our obligation. These are our responsibility. We must walk worthy of a vocation wherewith we have been called.
All right.
Because the call that God called us with is a holy calling.
Amen.
It's a heavenly calling.
Uh-huh.
It's a righteous calling.
Preach.
It is all about the Lord.
All right.
We must be about our Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to turn this church building upside down and inside out, we must catch on fire. Amen.
Uh-huh.
The bench have to be on fire. The members have to be on fire. The preacher have to be on fire. The elders, the pastors, they must be on fire. All of us must have that zeal fire, that fervent fire, to let people know that we are the people of God.
Amen, preacher. You got to be on fire.
And we exist here at Stony Island Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're not some deadbeats.
Come on,
we are alive in Christ Jesus. Am I right about it?
All right, preacher.
You see, our God, He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
He's a living God.
Amen.
That's why we can sing that song, mm-hmm. Our God.
He is alive.
Is alive.
Uh-huh.
But when some of us act, we act like He's dead.
Come
some
on,
of
preacher.
Us need to be resurrected.
Come on, preacher. Say
so
it.
Paul says, let's continue to read.
Forbearing one another.
Forbearing one another.
In love.
In love.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
The unity of the Spirit.
In the bond of peace.
In the bond of peace. Read.
There is one body.
There is one body. You see, there is one church. The reason why I'm a member of the Church of Christ is because there is one body. Now, we studied Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, that the church is the body of Christ and the body is the church. So there is one body. Read.
And one Spirit.
And one Spirit. You see, we don't have plurality of spirits. There is only but one Spirit.
Uh-huh.
But when people go out saying to join the church of your choice, that's another spirit.
All right.
When people go out calling themselves names that God did not authorize them to be called, that's another spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When people teach something that is not in the Word of God, that's another spirit. That's
uh-huh.
not the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, but that is a spirit that came from the devil.
All right.
You see, we either have the Spirit of God or we have the Spirit of Satan.
All right.
God's Spirit is going to bear witness
mm-hmm.
who He is.
Mm-hmm. Say it, preacher.
Amen. I want that to sink in.
All right.
So He said, there is one body and one Spirit.
Read. Even.
Even.
As ye are called.
As ye are called.
In one hope of your
in
calling.
In one hope of your calling.
One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
One baptism.
And one baptism.
One God.
One God the
and
Father.
And Father of all.
Who is above all.
And through,
through all.
And in you all.
So you see, there is one. One, uh-huh. one. I want that to stick to your mind. Only one. The
right.
Bible says one body, one Spirit, one hope of your calling,
uh-huh.
one Lord,
one faith,
one baptism,
one God
one
and Father
God
of all.
One God the Father who is above all,
and
you
through
see,
all.
And He through us all. So we have to stay with the oneness of the Church of Christ. And then, thirdly, I'm hastening to a conclusion. I know when you go past a certain time, people get, you know how they go? You know?
We're
here to
time,
serve
preacher.
The Lord.
Take your time, preacher.
And, you know, we don't have even a worship service. So what you going to do after you leave here? You know, you ought to,
Amen.
This is the Lord's day. You ought to be glad that the Lord woke you up on His day.
Come on,
some of
preacher.
Us getting ready for tomorrow, but tomorrow is not promised unto us.
Amen.
This is the day of the Lord. Let us be glad and let us rejoice in it. Amen.
Right. Come on, preacher. Amen.
We
preacher.
Need to stop putting a time frame on God's day.
Say it, preacher.
That's what's wrong with some of us right now.
Say it,
and
preacher.
Our children see what's going on. We in such a big hurry to go nowhere.
Amen, preacher.
You don't even know when you leave this building. You may be in an automobile accident trying to get somewhere that you ought not to be going anyway.
Come on, preacher. Say it, preacher.
So you ought to be thanking God that you're in the right place
Make
at the right time.
Make it plain, preacher.
Amen.
Make it plain.
I don't know about you, but yeah. I believe in praising God. I believe in
Come
worshiping
on,
the Father.
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Make it
and
plain.
And I don't want to put a time limit on God's time.
All right. All right.
Who Say are it. We to put a time limit on God's time?
Say it, preacher.
Think about that.
All right.
God
All right.
give us 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And we work 8 hours on a job, some
All
work
right.
10, some work 12,
Overtime.
Some work 15.
Yes, sir.
But when we come to the Lord's house, well, you know when you need to finish preaching.
Come on, preacher.
We're working on souls.
Come on, preacher.
You don't ask the doctor when you go to the hospital, well, doctor, I got an appointment to go. You know, okay, hurry up, take care of me now.
Come on, preacher.
No, it don't work that way.
All right.
But when it comes to God's house.
Yes, sir.
We want to put a time frame on God's worship service.
All right, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm just a gospel preacher. I'm an old-time preacher, so
come
I got to preach the truth regardless.
Say it,
if I get kicked out, I'm going to preach the truth.
Say it, preacher.
Amen.
Come on, preacher. Make it plain.
So, the Church of Christ is unique.
Yes, sir.
The Church of Christ is the only church that God has sent His Son Jesus to build.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The saints of God have only the Holy Bible as His rule and guide.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach and live by man-made catechism.
All right.
Man-made books of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Man-made confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Man-made disciplines. Man-made dogmas. Man-made ideology. Man-made manuals.
Come on, preacher.
Man-made philosophy.
Come on, preacher.
Man-made traditions.
All right.
We don't worship men, women, images, or statues.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call or recognize men as popes, holy fathers, archbishops, and cardinals. We don't call preachers or pastors reverend,
mm-hmm.
holy, and reverend is God's name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What do we believe? We believe that we are New Testament Christians who have been called by the gospel of Christ according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14.
Uh-huh.
We call Bible things by Bible and do things according to the Bible way. We don't add to the word, nor do we subtract from the word of God.
Say it, preacher.
We speak where the Bible speaks
uh-huh.
and are silent where the scripture or the Bible is silent.
Mm-hmm.
We worship according to the New Testament teachings
preacher.
And examples. We meet together every first day of the week in a common place to worship our Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Every Lord's Day
on,
in worship, we participate in five major things or acts of worship service that we must do. That is prayer or praying, singing,
yes,
preaching or teaching of God's Word,
uh-huh.
the Lord's Supper or communion, and giving, which is offering. You see, we have to learn how that God gave us
mm-hmm.
His best.
All right.
So we must give the best to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come on.
You see, the Lord adds to the church.
Daily.
There's only but one baptism
uh-huh.
to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
I put some A's and some B's and some C's together.
Come on, preacher.
We are called. We are converted to.
Uh-huh.
We go by the new covenant.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we are right in discipleship, in dispensation, in doctrine. We are right in edification, eternal life,
mm-hmm.
in example. We are right in faith, in foundation, and forgiveness. We are right in God, the gospel, in grace. We are right in habitation, in our hallelujahs and praise to God, in heaven and holiness. We are right in inspiration, in instruction, in intersection. We are right in joy, in judge, in justification. We are right in kingship, in kingdom, in knowledge. We are right in law, in learning, liberty, and lordship. We are right in the master, the message, and the Messiah, as well as when it comes to miracles. We are right when it comes to the name, the new birth in the New Testament. We are right when it comes to obedience and offering and Old Testament teaching. We are right when it comes to parables and pardons and pastors and practice and prayers. We are right when it comes to not quenching the Holy Spirit. We are right when it comes to rebuke, redemption, and regeneration, and righteousness.
Come on,
we are right when it comes to the New Testament, the true tabernacle,
Amen.
Teaching, testimony, and thanksgiving.
Amen.
We are right when it comes to unity.
Mm-hmm.
We are right when it comes to victory.
Uh-huh.
And we are right when it comes to water baptism. and work and worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth.
Amen,
I don't know about you, but I want to stay with the right church. I want to stay with the right doctrine. I want to stay with the right foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come on, preacher. Amen. Amen.
Because there is no other place. There is no other place I would rather be than in Jesus Christ. So the reason why I am in the Church of Christ is because God sent His only begotten Son into this world to die on Calvary Cross.
Yes,
amen.
On,
he
preacher.
Sent His only begotten Son into this world to purchase the church with His own blood.
Right.
I'm so glad that I am in the Church of Christ and how I became a member of the Church of Christ. Amen.
Amen,
I heard the word. I believe it with all of my heart. I repented of my sins. I confessed the sweetest name that ever been mortal by mankind. And then I went down in the watery grave of baptism.
Yes,
and when I went down in the grave, Jesus Christ, He washed my sins away through His precious blood. When I went down into the water, I contact the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we can sing the song, "What can wash away my sins?" Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood.
But the blood of Jesus.
All right, preacher.
Oh, yes, Jesus' blood will wash our sins away.
Amen. Amen.
If you're here today, you need to respond. Why don't you come? Come believing that Jesus died. Come believing by repenting of your sins. Come confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And come by being baptized.
Amen.
For the remission of your sins.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are baptized, the Lord will add you to the church. Nobody have to vote you in.
No, right.
The Lord do the adding because the Lord knows your heart. I don't know your heart. Nobody else knows your heart. The Lord does. He knows when you're ready. He knows when you obey His word.
Say it.
But you have to walk out right now. Don't hesitate. The devil wants you to wait. He wants you to get yourself together first. But you need God to help you get together. You haven't gotten yourself together all these years. You may not get it together.
All right.
You need the Lord to help you to get yourself together. So why don't you come right now as we together stand and we sing the song of Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Page 50.